listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This week, all our passages are going to focus on the work of Christ that he was about in his death and resurrection and how he went about accomplishing that. A passage today on Monday is Hebrews 5, 7 to 10. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The reality that Jesus needed to be obedient is an astounding one. Here is the perfect second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, who has no beginning, no end, has been always with the Father, changing because in his humanity, he had a beginning, and that needed to grow. He became obedient to the Father, and that obedience was the path to being made perfect. Christ, who has always been, was in our flesh that he took on, made perfect. And his obedience was not only a path to his resurrection, but a path to our salvation. In him obeying, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. He obeyed, we obey him, and are able to enter into the way of salvation. This phrase, being made perfect, in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, that's a phrase that always refers to priesthood. So in this passage, the author is cluing us in that in that obedience on the cross, there's a consecration of Jesus as the great high priest, not after the earthly order, but after this supernatural order of Melchizedek. To paraphrase the start of the passage, the author of Hebrews says that when Christ was human like us, he was communicating with the Father in prayers and supplication with great energy and emotion. And he was communicating with the one, that is the Father, who was able to save him from death. And it says that his prayers were heard and given to him because of his reverent submission. So this is odd, because we know the story and we know that Christ did die. And so that the one who could save him from death did not. So the passage must mean something more, something deeper. How was his supplication heard and granted to him? One idea is that what was given to Christ was the courage to go through what needed to happen, that his prayers were heard, his tears and cries, and he was given what he needed to be obedient. We know that death is not the end of Christ's story, so he could also have been given the ultimate victory over death, his resurrection. And that's absolutely true, that Christ was saved not by avoiding death, but by going through death into a new life. The end was a new beginning. And yet, we're included here in the author's intent, as he talks about the way being opened for us through obedience to Christ, And so what was really saved was not just Christ alone, but of course all those who come to believe in him, so that the one who could save Christ from death allowed him to die and come into eternal life so that we might also live. It's a great meditation for us in this season. Christ was perfectly obedient. Christ called out to the Father, and he was heard. The Lord knows better than we do what we need. Let us offer to him our cries and supplication. Let us be obedient and follow the way into the salvation that has been opened to us by Christ, a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.